Good morning, and welcome to our worship service at Tyrone Covenant. We're glad that you can join us via this recording. Just a few announcements before we begin. First is another reminder about giving, that you can continue to give via the P.O. Box by mailing it in to P.O. Box 970, or you can give online as well on the website. Second is that we're planning to have a hymn sing. We're going to gather together and sing some hymns. That'll be not on a Sunday night, like we tried to do in the past, but this will be on a Friday night, August 14, out at the pavilion at 6 p.m. So if you can, if you'd like to, come join us for that. Third is that this service is a communion service. And if you're joining us on a recording, that means you won't be here for the communion portion. But if you would like a couple elders to come to your home and serve communion to you there, you can do that. Please contact the church office, and Kathy will get in touch with some elders, and they'll get in touch with you, and we'll gladly come out and celebrate the sacrament with you. Finally, on a technological note, we're in the process of trying to transition to a point where we are live streaming on Sunday morning the service, but not recording the service ahead of time, which means if you'd like to join us on Sunday morning, eventually we'd like to get to the point where you can click on a link and join us at 9:30, at the time that we normally would meet for the service, but there will not be a recorded service ahead of time. The service will still be recorded, but that won't get posted until later in the day or possibly later in the week. And there won't be a call to worship recording as well. It'll be just be the sermon. So, if you'd like to join us for worship, please just get in the mindset that you'll be joining us via live stream at the normal beginning time on Sunday morning. So, hope I explained that well. I hope you get it. Let's now turn to our call to worship, which comes from Psalm chapter 11. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain? For behold, the wicked bend the bow. They have fitted their arrow to the string to shoot in the dark at the upright in heart. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in his heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. The Lord tests the righteous, but his soul hates the wicked and the one who loves violence. Let him rain coals on the wicked. Fire and sulfur and a scorching wind shall be the portion of their cup. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteous deeds. The upright shall behold his face. Amen. Let's sing together the hymn, Behold Our God, and let's stand as we sing.
Creation rises to rejoice.
Let's join together in prayer. Well, Lord God, our Father in heaven, you are seated on your throne, which is in heaven. The earth is your footstool. You are a great God. All kings and nations tremble before you on this earth. Who of us can fathom your mysterious ways, your great power, and your majesty? We find refuge in your Son, and we look to Him alone for our salvation. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are a great God above our comprehension. And we ask, even as we read in our call to worship, that you'd keep sin far from us, because you hate those who sin against you. You hate those who do unrighteous and wicked things. And so cleanse us, O God, as we come into your presence and as we seek to behold your face this morning. As we worship you, O God, would you help us to speak true words, to have pure hearts, and to focus alone on who you are and your glory. We ask it all in Christ's name. Amen. Let's continue to sing the hymn, Jesus, Thank You. Our New Testament reading this morning comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. It is 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the whole chapter. This is an introductory section in this letter where Paul is giving thanks for the church in Thessalonica, specifically giving thanks for the effects that the gospel had on them when Paul came to preach to them and evangelize to them. Specifically, at the end of the chapter, he describes what happened when they heard the gospel preached. They had turned from their idols to serve the one true and living God. That is a testimony of what had happened to this church, and a testimony that went out to the other surrounding churches and regions, that they had turned from their idols to serve God. So let's read this chapter together. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Amen. Let's bow together again in prayer. Lord God in heaven, we give you thanks, as Paul did 2,000 years ago, for the gospel that has worked among the people in this church, in Tyrone Covenant. We give thanks and we praise you for the many people over the many years that this church has existed who have turned from their idols, turned from their self-righteousness, turned from their own good deeds, turned from their sin and their wickedness to serve you. We give thanks for all the people who have looked to Jesus Christ for salvation and who continue to look for Jesus who is yet to come. We give thanks for the work of faith and the labor of love and the steadfastness of hope that have issued from our church members. We give you thanks for the power that you've worked among our people, for your Holy Spirit that has converted and sanctified us and worked in us. We give thanks that the responses that we have had to your gospel have been a sign of your great power among us, something that can't be worked up from human exertion, something that can't be faked, but is a sign of your true working among us. And we ask, O God, much like the Thessalonians, that you would continue to make us diligent in doing good works, make us zealous for good works, diligent not only to do good to the household of faith, but also to those outside the household of faith, to those surrounding us in the world. We ask that you would make us faithful in the midst of much affliction, and even more than that, to make us joyful in our affliction, as we, like the apostles did in Acts, count ourselves worthy to be persecuted for the sake of Jesus Christ. Help us to find joy when we imitate the apostles and even Jesus Christ Himself in that way. Make us also great witnesses. Turn us all into evangelists for the good news of the gospel. Make us all ready and willing to give a testament to the hope that we have, ready to to give a testimony of who Jesus Christ is and what He has done for each one of us in His death and resurrection on the cross. May the witness of this Church of Tyrone Covenant sound forth like a trumpet echoing all throughout this region. We pray, O God, for our city, for the surrounding cities, for Fenton and for Linden and for Holly and Grand Blanc and Schwartz Creek and for many others around us. Would you be gracious, O God, to our leaders? Be gracious to our civil leaders. Grant them much wisdom. Would you cause this region, these cities, to prosper? Would you help us, O God, as your church, Tyrone Covenant, to seek the welfare of our cities that we're living in? And more than that, we ask that the gospel would go forth from the churches, that many would hear the name of Jesus, would know the truth of the gospel, and would have their souls transferred from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of your beloved Son. We pray for our many church plants in the state of Michigan, for Good Shepherd, PCA in Kalamazoo, for Grace Hill in Grand Rapids, Trinity in Hudsonville, and Faith Church in Jenison. Oh God, would you grant them much zeal as they proclaim your word? Strengthen them to labor hard for the sake of your name. For the pastors and the small core of people in each one of those churches, grant them much perseverance and endurance to do this work. Even as perhaps they have, as small churches, have suffered more than any other in the midst of a shutdown and a pandemic, would you continue to help them grow and to bring many people in to your flock in this time? And oh God, we pray for the many in our church who have suffered lately, who are grieving the loss of loved ones, even as many people have lost loved ones lately. And we continue to lift up those who are shut in, or who are particularly susceptible to the coronavirus and are isolated at this time. Those who are lonely, those who may struggle with depression, oh God, would you show yourself to them behind the dark clouds of trial and hardship and affliction. Would you show the bright sun of your face to them? Show them your goodness and your sovereignty in this time. And we pray for the tithes and the offerings that we give now. Would they be used for the furtherance of your kingdom? Would you grant to each one of us more and more of a cheerful and a sacrificial heart to continue to give to the work of your church? And, oh God, we ask for your blessing on the sermon as well, that you would open our hearts and open our ears to hear your word and to receive it and to live it out, not just this morning, but beyond, even into the night, into the week, and for the rest of our lives. We ask all of these things in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.